This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
It's not surprising to see all kinds of celebrities in Austin this week, but often you got to wait in a long line to do so. We were lucky enough just to run into the actress Rosario Dawson in the convention center. She founded Voto Latino to register and organize young Latinas. She's been in movies like Quentin Tarantino's Death Proof and the upcoming biopic about civil rights leader Cesar Chavez. But she was in Austin with a friend and business partner, Abrima Urwaya, to talk partly about supporting artists in Africa with the organization Studio 189. I asked the two women why they're collaborating.
We've known each other since we were teenagers. We've always wanted to do something together and collaborate together. And it's been really amazing. And that's how we came up with the idea of Studio 189.
Abrima, what are some of the things that are being made there?
Sure. Well, Studio 189 is basically an e-commerce platform and a collective. So we make things like this beautiful shirt that you cannot see right now that Rosario is wearing. It's hand batiked. We really try to preserve a lot of traditional techniques, but we try to make it look very luxury and very artisanal and very beautiful.
Are there challenges to building that infrastructure for that platform?
There's lots of challenges. There are challenges working on the ground, particularly because, you know, we have electricity issues, which obviously if it comes to a digital project, there's all kinds of challenges. But what's really beautiful is that everybody wants it to happen. So it's just really fun.
Rosario, tell me about Voto Latino and also why you think it's so important to organize on social media and what you've learned through that process.
You know, it's really amazing, you know, founding a new company and organization with Abrima, having co-founded Voto Latino now 10 years ago, and to see how much I've learned and how much I've grown over these 10 years and the experiences we've had. We were the first ones to use texting to get people to register to vote. We've got Trend Your Voice that we're doing right now, hashtag Trend You Are, Trend Your Voice. And we're, you know, I think that's incredibly important, especially because Latino millennials are a very high number and they really need a pathway to being in STEM, to being able to have jobs and careers that other people aren't really kind of going at them for. And they're being talked to as if they're only consumers. And these are innovators, and we need to tap that potential. And it's been really amazing to grow Voto Latino to be in that space.
So walking down here, I walked, of course, along Cesar Chavez Boulevard, right? When you were working on that movie, what did you learn about organizing then versus organizing now and how it's changed?
Yeah, I'm just a little bit older than the actual millennials. So I do remember, you know, begging for a beeper at 14. So for me, like looking at it and just doing the research just only amplified, you know, my great-grandmother worked in the Ladies International Garment Workers Union. I came from people who were inspired by Cesar and from Dolores because my great-grandmother was, you know. And so to look at it and go, look at what they were doing. They were poor people helping poor people, passing on messages, just literally person to person, pass it on, March on Friday. Pre-Twitter, pre-beepers, you know. This is just, it's so remarkable. So for me, it's like I look at it and I'm just really impressed.
Rosario, Abrima, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.